It is Thursday, August 16th, 2012. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Christina Thomas. Support for KUAF comes from Northwest Arkansas Media, publishers of Northwest Arkansas Times, Springdale and Rogers Morning News, Benton County Daily Record, and the Northwest Arkansas edition of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, offering dedicated and comprehensive election coverage at nwavote.com and a political, business, and entertainment blog at nwasource.com.
On this edition of Ozarks, the first Hindu temple in Northwest Arkansas, flying over Little Rock, and a prairie close to our front door.
Plus, another massive round of interstate work will begin soon in Arkansas, and Becca Martin Brown from Northwest Arkansas Newspapers will give us her recommendations for a Thursday night.
First, Walmart Stores Incorporated reported second quarter earnings earlier today. The retail giant posted net sales of $113.5 billion. That's a 4.5% increase from the same period last year. Net sales would have been higher at $115.7 billion, but currency exchange rate fluctuations lowered the final total. Walmart also reported a positive increase of comparable store sales by 2.2%, making four consecutive quarters of same-store sales for the company's domestic stores. Net sales at Walmart's international division also grew by 6.4%.
For the first time in weeks, the continuing drought in Arkansas did not intensify over the past week. 53.6% of Arkansas is in exceptional drought, virtually the same as the 53.3% reported a week ago. The portions of Arkansas in severe or extreme drought saw similar increases by less than a full percentage point. In the South region, which includes Oklahoma, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Tennessee, and Arkansas, the overall drought picture worsened. Just over 11% of the entire region is in exceptional drought, compared to 8% last week.
When new Springdale Fire Chief Mike Irwin starts work August 27th, he'll be met with the task of building three new fire stations. Assistant Fire Chief Kevin McDonald says that the timing couldn't be more perfect for the new chief, who comes to Springdale from Pocatello, Idaho.
We're all very optimistic that Mike will come in and do good things. He's definitely been given a gift. Fire chiefs across the country always ponder how they're going to expand and how they're going to be able to negotiate to get the funds necessary to rebuild stations, to buy apparatus. So this couldn't come at a better time for him as a new chief or our department, because, like I say, to come in and have $9 million and have a three-year window, mandated window, to complete those projects in is truly a blessing for all of us.
Voters in Springdale Tuesday approved three bond issues totaling $71 million, including $9 million for the construction of the three new fire stations. Two of the stations will replace stations that were originally built in the 1960s. Those stations have room for just one fire engine. In addition, McDonald says that as the city has expanded, response times have increased for areas toward edges of the city. That's why Station 3 will be moved further to the north. Station 2 will be moved to the south-central part of town.
Most area schools are starting classes in the coming week, and one area district is seeing an increase in enrollment in its elementary schools. This school year, the Rogers School District will welcome more than 1,200 kindergartners to school for the first time. Virginia Abernathy, the district's assistant superintendent of elementary curriculum instruction, says that it is more kindergarten students than the district has ever had.
We know Rogers is growing, but we don't know why there's so many more kindergarten students, you know, than we've ever had, because our kindergarten enrollment is larger than any of our other elementary grades.
Overall, the district will have 150 more students in grades K through 5 than it did at the end of the last school year. Abernathy says that although there may be more students in the district's 14 elementary schools, the district is suited to accommodate all of those students.
You know, occasionally we run out of space at a particular boundary school and we transport them to another school. But at this point, we're not ready to say we'll have to do that because we're still watching enrollment. Many times parents have verified that, yes, they're going to be attending that school, but they move. Things change in their life, and they don't actually show up. So we have to watch that. There'll be some movement. Before school starts, we'll still have movement occurring. So we just watch it daily, and when we get to a point that we feel like it's going to be necessary to have an additional teacher, then at that point, we hire.
Abernathy says that in her time at the district, administrators have always known by the second week of school that enough teachers are in the right places.
A Springdale Street will reopen at 6 tomorrow morning after being closed for several weeks. Emma Avenue has been closed to allow for construction of a raised crossing that will be part of the Razorback Regional Greenway. Sam Goh, director of the city's Public Works Department, explains why the streets were closed for the construction.
Of course, we always hate to close a street, but in the case of these raised concrete crosswalks, because they're constructed out of concrete, it has to go through a curing process before we can put heavy traffic back over it.
Concrete crossings were constructed from Johnson and Meadow Avenues as well. Goad says that the crossings are complete, save for the installation of light-emitting diodes at the crossings. He says that the embedded lights will make it safer for pedestrians to cross the three streets once the trail is complete.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals were on the road last night, opening a three-game series in Midland, Texas, against the Rockhounds. The Naturals started off leading with two runs in the first, one in the third, and one in the sixth. But five runs for the Rockhounds in the bottom of the sixth won them the game. Final score, Rockhounds 7, Naturals 5. The Naturals will play the Rockhounds again at 7 o'clock tonight.
Overcast tonight, 60% chance of rain and thunderstorms. Lows in the mid to upper 60s. Tomorrow, overcast again with highs from the mid 80s to low 90s. 30% chance of rain in northwest Arkansas. Chance of rain in the River Valley, 40% tomorrow. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows in the low to mid-60s. Chance of rain in northwest Arkansas, 30% Friday night, 40% for the Arkansas River Valley.